Yeah, how tough was this?
You felt like you guys struggled to sort of find your way for the first couple of periods at least?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we got to our forecheck tonight, really. I don't really think we played our game. We weren't bad, but I don't think we were good. And in this league, that's what happens if you don't play your game. And credit to them, tough back-to-back, and they came in here and played hard. But definitely thought we could have played better tonight.
Talk about your game. I know it's tough in a losing effort, but to step up like that, you had a banner night for yourself. What precipitated that? Is it something you wanted to do, or did it just sort of happen organically?
It just kind of happened. I feel like sometimes you got to stand up for yourself, and that was a chance for me to do just that. And you know, it's part of the game. I mean, there's nothing really to it besides the fact that we were battling before it a little bit, and then obviously you saw what happened there. But yeah, just a chance for me to stand up for myself. I don't really want to take any shit from them, and it doesn't happen often, but definitely not afraid to do it. So it's I think it's good for our team to see that too, and just know we're all in this together, and we're having each other's backs.
Did you feel a response from
it? Yeah, I think so. I mean, the bench seemed excited. I don't really, you know, I'm not Ali. I don't do that very often. So when I'm coming to the bench after, it's a cool feeling. But yeah, I mean, I think the boys played hard. I mean, it wasn't for lack of effort tonight. I think guys played hard. Even in the third period, we found a way to get a goal, tie it up. Marsh hits the crossbar. I just missed high in the power play. We had chances to win for sure, but just not our best for 60 minutes.
Yeah, the effort you spoke about, you could see that with KJ there in overtime. Just what did you see in that play? How much of a learning experience is that for a young player to, in overtime, to make a read like that?
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough play for him. He's got a guy on him all the way up the ice. Yeah. I kind of feel like it's a hold a little bit, but it's an overtime, so those are tough calls, and it's ref's judgment, and we can't leave it up to that. But, no, I mean, he's working hard trying to get the guy off him, and, yeah, it's obviously a tough outcome, but I'm sure he'll watch it over and learn from it. But there's, you know, no one's mad at him or anything. He tries to make the right play. He tries to protect the puck, and stuff happens. So it is what it is.
We talk about this team learning a lot. I mean, is how important is it in a game like this? It's tight and everything, to have those moments. And even though they, you know, it's not what you want to win the game. But for those guys to kind of learn how to just from those moments.
Yeah, I mean, I think any situation you're in, you have to learn from it, whether it's a big win or a bad loss. It's all about learning and taking positives from it, taking negatives from it, and trying to build on it. And I think tonight, even though we didn't play our best, we did find a way to tie the game up and get to overtime. We would have liked 2 points. But in years past, you never know what happens here. Maybe we lose 3-2 and that's it, right? So I think that's a great learning experience for us, that we're in it and we're getting points and we're finding ways to win games, be in games, even when we're not at our best. But I think for us, it would have, you know, after having a couple of days off, we should have had maybe a little bit more energy, a better effort tonight. But I think better effort, just more so got to our game earlier. And we didn't do that, and that's going to happen in this league. If you don't get to your game, you're not going to win many. So tough outcome.
Did the fight with Gallagher, that just kind of happen organically, or did one challenge the other, or like how did that whole thing
go? Yeah, on? Well, I think you saw what happened. Well, kind of got a stick to my legs,
right.
Which I wasn't happy about. And then I laid a few on him, and, yeah, I just kind of knew it was coming, and he asked, and I was ready for it. So, yeah, just part of the game. I mean, I kind of knew it was coming at that point. It's talked in the box about it a little bit, but it is what it is, and it's over now.
Is it your second Gordie Howe hat trick?
Yeah.
I thought so, yeah. Braden Point was the other one?
Yeah, Braden Point.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's crazy how that works. 2 for 3.
Well, you're from Detroit. So.
Yeah, true.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.